giving new life by Krishna's mercy.
Quote, the body is only a dead vehicle to be worked by the spirit soul, which is always active and cannot stop even for a moment. As such, the spirit soul has to be engaged in the good work of Krishna consciousness, otherwise it will be engaged in occupations dictated by illusory energy. Srila Prabhupada, Bhagavad Gita, 3.5 purport.
You hear about people having a midlife crisis. You never really think about it unless and until you reach that age. The theory is that when a person reaches the halfway point of the average life expectancy, they start to panic. They are worried about both the time they have already spent and the need for experiencing something better before time runs out. My take on it is a little different. I think it is more an issue of boredom. By that stage in life, you likely have worked a long time. You have settled into a routine. You go to the office 5 days a week. Even if you are in a non-traditional job, such as a performer, artist, musician, traveling salesman, or what have you, there is this roadblock. It is like you hit a wall. The days are no longer fun. You need something else. You want to feel alive again. You need a revival, of sorts. Children don't struggle in this area precisely because they are unaware. Everything is new to them. They are excited to stay in a small room and run around. What is the actual cause? Is there anything that can be done to prevent the sadness? Is there anything to cure the desperation? It appears that religion is only for dealing with the afterlife. You follow the rules now in order to enjoy later on. You stay on the good side today so that tomorrow you will receive recognition. What about in the meantime? Are not people justified in freaking out? Should they not worry about finding meaning? Should they settle for feeling empty and without purpose?
On the authority of Vedic teachings, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada compares the experience to trying to extract enjoyment out of a dead body. There is no point in chewing something from which the taste has already been extracted. Why work with something that has nothing to give in return?
Shri Prahlad Uvach. Matin Krishne Parat Svatova. Mithobi Padyet Grihavratanam. Adant Gobhir Vishta Tamisran. Pun Punascharvit Charvananam.
Quote, Prahlada Maharaja replied, because of their uncontrolled senses, persons too addicted to materialistic life make progress toward hellish conditions and repeatedly chew that which has already been chewed. Their inclinations toward Krishna are never aroused, either by the instructions of others, by their own efforts, or by a combination of both. Srimad Bhagavatam, 7:5:30.
The issue, of course, is realization. If I don't know that I am trying to satisfy something which is dead, I will keep trying. I am not aware of any other option. That is why I jump from one activity to the next. That is why after years in the business field I still feel empty. I think riding a motorcycle or jumping out of an airplane will invigorate me, that it will ignite a spark to meaningful action. The recommendation is Krishna consciousness. This is the only way to revive the dead body. This is the original purpose, after all. This is the dharma of the individual, who associates with the dead body due to ignorance. Due to the influence of illusion, the individual tries to give value to something which is actually zero. The association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, through consciousness, is like placing the non-zero digit in front. Immediately, the many zeros assume real value. The dead body becomes useful. Sort of like finding someone to steer the ship, after placing it in water. Otherwise, the ship is merely a collection of material elements, sitting around and doing nothing. This gift of renewed life can be found at any time. There is no stipulation that everything must take place during childhood or that only people of a certain region are eligible. The poor person and the wealthy person will equally benefit from Krishna consciousness. The person who has everything and the person who is all alone will feel as if they have found the long-lost treasure, the secret to living that lasts beyond the present lifetime and into the eternal future. In closing, like it brick wall a thump, out of boredom now to jump, or that motorcycle to drive, for something better to strive, but trying dead body to revive, only in Krishna consciousness alive, because aligned with Dharma's way, an eternal companion to stay.